Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
All right, so you're not cooking, right? We've talked about your cooking before. You're not. Are you contributing anything to the Thanksgiving feast, sir?
I am not contributing. I'll buy the food. I guess I'll do that part of it.
All right.
But I will not be cooking.
All right, enjoy.
It's good to be Kurt Warner.
NFL Network analyst.
Over the last 4 years, man, you've been kind of like beating your chest the whole time with this Michigan, Ohio State stuff.
That's correct.
I know. How do you feel today, Rich?
Not so great, Steve. What's your Sunday story?
Well, it's a It's prime time to shine because our guy, Deion Sanders' son, Shador Sanders, gets his debut start at home against the Niners in Cleveland. You know where Cleveland is, Rich? It's 143 miles north of Columbus, all right?
All right.
Okay, there's one good score. All right. You know, last week in Vegas.
Kurt, you don't have to join in.
I was just saying it was in Ohio. That's old.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes.
Dub Bears.
On 670 The Score.
They're out here giving Rich the business about the big game. I like that. It's very well done. Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. It's also brought to you by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And Kurt Warner now joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hope your weekend went great, Kurt. We appreciate you joining us as per usual. And you guys weren't just messing around with Rich. You guys were talking a lot about the Bears and their run game. Now, look, you're our quarterback here. We love to talk to you about quarterback play. But I imagine that you were sitting there watching what the Bears were able to do Friday with their run game and had thoughts on it. So why were they so effective against what is usually a pretty good front for Philadelphia?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I think it really started. And what's going on, guys? Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
I think it, you know, starts with, and you know, I was talking about a little bit on our show, is that when Ben Johnson came in, the kind of mentality or thought is, oh, he was so creative in the pass game in Detroit. He's going to come in and they're going to throw it all over, and Caleb's going to be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000. And that's kind of your mindset when he came in there. And, you know, then as the season's gone along and you've watched this play out, and you watched it play out last Friday, I think you're kind of reminded, oh, wait, Detroit was really good at running the football. And it really started up front, and, you know, the creativity of running the football and then tying it into the pass game and the play action. And I think we were reminded of that, you know, last Friday. And actually, you know, the Bears are the only team in the NFL that have rushed for 250 or more twice, at least coming into the weekend. And so it's the creativity in which he brings to this offense, and it's pass game and run game. And I think that's what you're starting to see, is creativity to give his guys up front angles and to slow down the defense and to throw some eye candy out there to help get, you know, those blocking angles that they need up front. And they're just, they're playing really well up front. They've got a couple backs that are running the football really well. And we've said it for a number of weeks. You know, Caleb isn't necessarily playing great football. The beautiful thing, and Daniel Jeremiah, who was on our show, was kind of our draft expert. He mentioned this as well. And he said, you know, as a quarterback in the NFL, you need at least one of two things. You need to either be really efficient or you need to be explosive. You have to have one of the two. Obviously, if you have both, you know, that elevates you to that elite status. But what he was saying about Caleb is that Caleb doesn't have the efficiency right now, but he's got the explosiveness. And that's what he brings to the table right now. They're running the football really well, and he brings these explosive special plays to the offense, even if they're not fully efficient right now, even if he's missing some throws and some reads that, you know, that you just go, okay, you got to make that. You know, that's a layup in the NFL. He's still working through those things, but he gives them enough explosives along with the other things they're doing, turning the football over on defense and running the football really well. It's just, again, I like the formula. And I think maybe this was the first time that I, you know, saw the Bears and said, wow, you know, I hadn't really thought of them as a team that could dominate up front and win games like this, you know, in weather, on the road. And so it kind of changed my perspective of, you know, who this team is and what they could be moving forward. I know they fall into the number one spot. You guys already had that in your promo, of course. You know, that they're the number one seed in the NFC. And, you know, I would have never seen that coming. And, you know, I even said a couple of weeks, I thought, you know, one of the other teams in the division might take it over. But I like the formula. I like what they're doing. And, yes, Caleb's going to have to be more efficient, I think, at playoff time. But that, to me, has been their formula for winning up to this point.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a conversation-changing win for us locally. So we're not surprised, and that makes all the sense in the world that it's a conversation-changing win for you. Because if they can run like that on the road against the Super Bowl champs with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in the middle, they could probably do that against anybody, which is a staggering place to be. Last week, you were wonderful on this show talking about the pinch concept that Mike Martz did. You said it was the route that bought your house. And Ben Johnson's been doing it, and they did it a lot against the Steelers. We didn't see it, I don't believe, against the Eagles. But the Eagles kept their two safeties back, so they wouldn't allow it, right? Like, did you see it, that stuff?
It's actually a play that you can run against any coverage, which is the beauty of it. They did run it one time. It was, I think it was to Rome, and it was tightly covered. There was a corner right on his back, and so it was kind of a bang-bang play. They didn't end up completing it in this game. But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a staple, and it's going to show up probably every week, one or two times, and maybe some weeks a little bit more than that. But you know, you may go a week without being a primary part of it. But
see, that's my question, Kurt. Like, if a team loads up for eight in the box, you know, just loads up to try and stop this run game, that, like, there are ways that Ben Johnson then counters that. Is Caleb ready to do those?
Well, I mean, that's an easy counter. And I'll look at the team that's on the other side. It was on the other side of you guys on Friday, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. And they've made a living over the last couple of years and won a Super Bowl doing just that. We're going to run the football. And if you add an extra guy to the box, that leaves Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown outside one-on-one. It makes the game easy for a quarterback because then it just becomes pitch and catch, right? It's one-on-one out there with those guys because you have to add everybody else to the box. That's a quarterback's best friend. Now, you got to drop back and make those throws, which, again, is something that Caleb's got to get better at, you know, just making the throws out in front of him. But just from a mental standpoint as a quarterback, it's a much easier thing to do. And you've seen that within their offense a little bit this year is, what we always call the alert package, where you go up with a run called and you've alerted to a pass. And so the idea is we're going to read the defense. If the defense drops that extra guy in the box, we're going to alert it and go to a pass that we like against kind of that one-on-one or middle closed defense that we're seeing. If they keep the two safeties high and they want to play some sort of two shell, now we're just going to hand the football off and we're going to run the football. So it's putting them in those advantageous situations every single time they come up to the line of scrimmage. And Caleb has run those and been successful with those throughout the year. If they can continue to run the football like this, I'm sure it will be a big-time staple in what they want to do offensively.
I feel like one of the better examples of that, and I've been watching while you were talking, is the touchdown to Cole Kmet, where the Eagles are like, let's put eight in the box. Let's try and stop the run. They get caught on play action. They get caught on playing the flat. And then Cole Kmet is able to sneak down the middle of the field. And we see something that you've been saying that you want to see from Caleb. You know that he can throw the fastball. He put some touch and a little bit of loft underneath the ball for Cole Kmet to make. I feel like that's a great combination of all of the different things that you've been talking about on how to make the Bears offense work.
A little bit. Yeah, I tell you what, I was surprised by that throw. You know, they run a lot of the naked bootlegs because Caleb was really good on the move and creating plays. And, you know, that was later in the game, and they called the naked bootleg, and his first read was open, which he had taken four or five times already in the game. And so I don't know if this was something that, you know, Ben told him in his helmet, like, hey, come out on this one and kind of peek at the quick one and then see if you can get the shot over the top, or if this was just Caleb ad-libbing. But for some reason, he came out, number one was open in the flat, and he kind of looked at him real quick, and the corner had to jump it because they were kind of selling out to stop the run at that point in the game. And so that's what you kind of do is, hey, we want to play action and we'll steal 4 or 5 yards or we'll steal a first down. He passed that all up and said, forget it. I'm going for the jugular and I'm going to put this up over the top. And so that was just a great play by Caleb to see it was open, to know he had the edge. So there was no pressure there. Let me peek at the deep one. And I agree with you. I love the touch that he put on that football to be able to kind of turn his hips, go into his left and just flip it up in the air and allow it to be easy and let his playmaker go run under it and make a play. But it was a key play in the game, and I thought it was a great play by Caleb.
Did you see him going through his progressions more? It's hard for us to see that. I wonder if he's been able to get deeper into the route tree as he's back there beyond the number one target.
Yeah. Yeah, not necessarily in this game. I thought there were a couple times his eyes kind of started in the wrong spot. And, you know, there's a couple times every game where he goes a little bit deeper into that. I don't know, you know, oftentimes it's a similar play that I see where he kind of works from one and easily gets to two and works through it faster. I think some of these other things, as you change up the plays or maybe plays he hasn't run quite as much, he may get stuck a little bit longer on one or be a little bit more uncomfortable or uneasy with his read and it slows down his process. Still work to do in that area. I didn't think, this last game he was necessarily great in that area. And again, it kind of showed up in completion percentage and some of those things. But again, the work in progress that we've been talking about every week is still there in certain areas. But as I mentioned earlier, the beautiful thing is just like that commit touchdown that we're talking about, is that he brings, these big plays to the table. So they can still win games, and, you know, he can still be productive as a quarterback, even if he's not fully efficient right now. I think he's been really good down in the red zone too, where he's been real definitive. And you know, I noticed it more in the Pittsburgh game than this last game, because they were running the football so well. But there were, you know, three plays that just come back, see it, boom, put your foot in the ground and put it on your guy, which is so key down in the red zone. So I like that trend as well, that really definitive and confident making some of those throws into those tight windows in the red zone.
When Ben Johnson got to Hallis Hall, like, he really said, look, everyone here, their job is to help these players get the most out of their talent. I don't know if there's any better proof of concept than winning. So I'd love to know from you, what's it like when a team believes?
I mean, it's when they believe in what your coach is selling in two respects. So I remember when Coach Wisenhunt came to Arizona, and Arizona had never really won. It had been the losingest team in the last 50 years in the NFL. And he came, and his message from day one was, we're going to win. And here's my plan, and I'm going to stick with this plan, and we're going to win. And, you know, I think there was a lot of skepticism, as there is, you know, anytime a new coach comes in, because they all say the same thing, like, hey, we're going to win, and this is the plan, and this is how we're going to do it. And it doesn't always work that way. But we watched Coach Wisenhunt continue to share the same message and continue to stick to that plan as we started to turn the corner and we started to win and we started to see that part of it. And so it gives you such a confidence in the guy leading you. Like, oh, wow, you know, we were skeptical, and he's proven to us that, you know, what he says and what his plan is can get us there. And so now you start to buy in, and you're confident in everything that coach is doing, because he's showing us that it works. And then, you know, you take the next step and you do that on the football field. You know, when you have coaches that put you in positions to be like, trust me, this is what we're going to do, and we will run the football, or we're going to, you know, do this, and it will create an open receiver here. And you might be skeptical at first, like, really? That, like, that's going to – and then all of a sudden you see it on film, and you're like, wow, okay. So now every time he comes in and lays a play up on the board, you're like, okay, what's going to be open? And, you know, you believe everything that they're selling. And what that does for you when you go out there, to not be tentative. You know, I was just talking to somebody not too long ago, about that idea of going in, and sometimes they call a play and you're not confident in that play. And so you come back and you're playing tentative, and all of a sudden it pops open, but you're not really ready for that, because you're thinking, I wasn't really comfortable going in. I don't think it's going to be open. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Poof, all of a sudden you miss it. Now, if it's the opposite and you go in and you've seen it be successful, and your coach tells you this is going to happen, and it shows up in practice, man, you're coming out in the game, and man, you are ready, and you hit that back foot, and you believe that it's going to be open. Even if it's not open, you believe it. Mike Martz was the same way with us. Is we believed everything that he dialed up was going to be successful. Like, we were going to score on every play. Like, that was just how we believed, because we saw it play out over and over and over again. Here's a new play. We're going to do this. Okay, I'm not really sure. Boom, and then shows up and it works. And, you know, you just keep buying in. And it feels like that's exactly what Ben Johnson has been selling to these guys. And they're buying in. They're buying in across the board with, you know, all the crazy things and formations and things that they're doing. They're seeing it play out. And it gets you excited to come to work. Right. I mean, you know, you're going to be excited when you're the number one seed in the NFC. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody expected that in Ben's first year. But you're seeing that stuff play out. Hey, we're going to run the football against this Philadelphia Eagle team. Well, OK, sure. You know, sure we are. Nobody does. Boom. We come out and we run for 280 yards. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that gets guys excited and pumped up and believing that whatever this guy dials up, whatever he says, it's going to work, and it's a great place to be.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the education. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.